work and no play would make students very dull indeed. Thankfully, there is lots for St Andrew's students to do in their leisure time. The Students' Association has a range of societies covering all imaginable interests. There is even a Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Appreciation Society. There are a number of objects related to such groups in the case to the right of the window. Students have always been encouraged to take part in sports at St Andrew's, and Wednesday afternoons are left free of teaching to allow the body as well as the brain to get some exercise. But the university hasn't always approved of all sports. The ball that is in this case was probably confiscated because the game it was used to play was banned. The game was a form of handball called caitch, and this ball is a rare survivor. It probably dates from the 1700s. In the case to the right of the window are items related to some of the traditions for which St Andrew's is famous. One of the most prominent of these traditions is Raisin Weekend. At St Andrew's, first-year students, or Beegents, are adopted by older students who become their academic parents and help them to settle in. Raisin Weekend was when students thanked their academic parents for their help by giving them raisins. In return, parents issued their children with a receipt written in Latin. Raisin Weekend was once a sedate affair involving tea parties and receipts taking the form of simple pieces of paper. This is no longer the case. Students give their parents bottles of wine instead of raisins, and the weekend involves parties and pranks. Receipts often take the form of cumbersome or inventive objects on which the Latin is written. Today, the children also take part in a foam fight while wearing fancy dress.